Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ascension Day couldn't have come at a better time. It always brings with it a much needed sigh of relief. In the midst of this world's chaos and violence, senseless killing of children both in and out of the womb, we celebrate today the fact that a good and righteous King came into this world, overcame the world, has gone up out of this world in order to reign over this world and to prepare a place for us. A King who reigns not by ridding this world of evil, not during this age, but by controlling all things, both good and evil, so that it all must serve his purpose of building up his church and preserving his people, so that we make it safely to the coming age, that we may overcome the world just as Christ our head has overcome the world. In the midst of this world's death spiral, St. Luke's words in the book of Acts still ring out in churches all around the world. The former account I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day on which he was taken up. Did you notice what Luke said? All that Jesus began to do and to teach until he was taken up. Now, Luke's gospel is the former account that he made, the former account of that beginning. You know what Luke's gospel proclaims from start to finish, how the God who made this world sent his Son into it, descended from Adam and from Abraham and from David, born of the Virgin Mary, born in Bethlehem. Why? For what purpose? To make this world a nicer place to live? Not at all. To set up an earthly kingdom where justice and decency prevail? Clearly not. This world was doomed from the first sin of Adam and is destined for fire and destruction. The history of mankind is not one of evolution or progression upward toward a better and brighter world. On the contrary, the whole history of mankind is a history of violence and immorality, of regression and decay. Oh, there is a memory of righteousness inherent in our race, a conscience that speaks from within. You can sometimes see people trying to live according to that conscience and that notion of righteousness, striving to do what is good and right. But in the end, sin and death are the defining qualities of mankind, not justice and righteousness and peace. No, the things that Jesus began to do and to teach during his days on earth were not the establishment of an earthly kingdom. He came into this world to reveal God to us in person, the real God, not a God who fixes man's sin or ignores man's sin, but a God who is willing to suffer for man's sin, to pay for it with his own blood, to make atonement for it by his own death, and offer sinners a refuge against the judgment and condemnation that their sins have earned for them. That refuge is Christ Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man, crucified, dead, buried, descended into hell, risen again on the third day, and now ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God. Faith in Christ and the blood he shed for us is what reconciles sinners to God, brings us back together with him, places us in his good graces, and guarantees us a future life in the coming age that is far better than this present one. That's what St. Luke's gospel account was all about. It was the beginning of the account of Jesus doing and teaching, but only the beginning. The whole earthly life of Jesus, which St. Luke chronicles for us in his gospel, from his birth all the way up to his ascension, was just the beginning, what he began both to do and to teach. The ascended Lord Jesus continues both to do and to teach. The book of the Acts of the Apostles is recorded as the continuance of Jesus' work in the world. It's just that he's not here visibly with us anymore. He does his work from the right hand of God through his Holy Spirit and through his church. It was Christ who sent out his apostles before he ascended. But it was also Christ who gave some to be apostles, some to be evangelists, some to be prophets, some to be pastors and teachers, on and on and on, even after he ascended into heaven. It was Christ who, from the right hand of God, sent his Spirit on Pentecost, and who worked through the preaching of his apostles to spread his word in the world and to build up his holy church. As he promised his apostles, "On this rock I will build my church." And as you heard Mark record at the end of his gospel, they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. The ascended Lord Jesus continues both to do and to teach. Only now he does and teaches from his throne at the right hand of God, where he reigns as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everything that happens in the world, everything that happens in the church, is under the supervision and control of him who, as Paul says, loved us and gave himself for us. Paul wrote this to the Ephesians, "I pray that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." See, the kingdom of God isn't stagnant, isn't dying, isn't dead, isn't failing. It's conquering the devil and the world, even now, with Christ as the King sitting on his throne. But you don't see that. Practically none of it. The reign of Christ at God's right hand is a matter of faith, not sight. We don't see how Christ is governing the affairs of this world or know the reasons behind what he does or what he allows to happen. You can't see the Holy Spirit's plans or predict when Christ will come back in glory on a cloud. His disciples wanted to see, wanted to know. "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" There's so much they didn't understand yet, much that we can understand better looking back over the last 2,000 years. They wondered if, now that Jesus had risen from the dead, he might sit on an earthly throne in Jerusalem and reign over an earthly kingdom. They wondered if he might overthrow the Roman Empire for them and make the nation of Israel independent again and sovereign again, which shows that they hadn't really been listening, but so it went many times with the apostles, and so it goes with us too. Jesus had told them over and over, including in the last few weeks during the Gospels on Sundays, we've heard it, "I am going away. I am going to the Father. My kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom of heaven is within you. So he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has established in his own authority. God has reserved for himself the knowledge of when he will finally come at the end of the age and crush the kingdoms of this earth under his feet and remove his church from this dying world. That time was not yet at the time of the apostles. They had much to do and much to suffer first. And it has not come yet for us either, though it's much closer now than it was. God knows the work he still has to do in this world. That's the very reason Christ ascended, to do that work for as long as it takes, according to the times and seasons known to the Father, until his whole church is completely built and the world has had an opportunity to hear his gospel. For now, the ascended Lord Jesus continues both to do and to teach. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Well, here we are at the ends of the earth from where Jesus spoke those words, gathered together 2,000 years almost later in the name of him whom we have not seen and yet have believed, gathered together, preacher and hearers, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, hearing and honoring his word, ready to receive his sacrament of the New Testament, committed to living lives of love according to God's commandments, committed to confessing the name of Christ Jesus here in Las Cruces and in Doñana County and in New Mexico and to the ends of the earth, as the ascended Lord Jesus gives us strength and opportunity. Where did we as Christians come from? Where did our faith and our eagerness to confess it come from? It came from Christ Jesus sitting at the right hand of God as the King on his throne, as he has continued to send forth his Holy Spirit in word and sacrament, as he has continued to give pastors and teachers to his holy church, as he has seen to it that the gospel has been preached and continues to be preached among us. No matter what the world does around us, no matter how it rages against Christ and his church and continues to degenerate, no matter how much lawlessness abounds and the love of many grows cold, Christ Jesus has ascended into heaven. The King now sits on his throne at the right hand of God, which is not far away from us, but very close to us, hidden but real, where all things are being placed under his feet, where he continues both to do and to teach through his Holy Spirit in his holy church, preaching sin and grace, repentance and the forgiveness of sins in his name, until he comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Rejoice in the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus, all you Christians. Turn to him, all you ends of the earth, and be saved. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.